So the next thing is this, how do you analyze a piece of property?
Well, there are many things you have to take into account. You have to take into account the location. If it's a residential property, is it close to schools that are appealing to people who might want to send their kids there? Is it close to the shops but not in front of a bus stop or anything like that? But most of the things when it comes to analyzing real estate are numeric. You talk about the purchase price and what proportion is required as a cash down payment and what's the mortgage interest rate and is it an interest-only loan or principal and interest? All these things are numeric. What's the capital growth rate? What's the inflation as regards property taxes or utilities?
Market trends.
Right. And because they're all numeric, it becomes very tempting to put them in some kind of a spreadsheet to figure out if it's a good investment. And there are many packages available that do that. We've got one that analyzes a property and effectively gives you the true return on your cash flow. Because, Robert, one of the biggest fallacies in real estate is that you have to look at the yield. Now, if you've invested $10,000 in the bank and you're pulling $1,000 a year out, then the yield is, correctly, 10%. However, if you've got a property that you've bought for $100,000 and you're pulling out $10,000 in rent, the yield by definition may be 10% because by definition it's rental income divided by purchase price. But that's not necessarily the true return on your cash flow. For a start, even though you bought it for $100,000, you didn't pay $100,000 in cash. You might have only paid $10,000 or $15,000 in cash.
Let's say you put $10,000 down, you're getting $10,000 in income.
Right. So on that basis, it's 100% cash on cash return. But then you have to take account of the expenses you as the property owner have. You might have property taxes and maintenance costs and other fees like that. And on the other hand, you get other benefits, such as these depreciation allowances that we talked about. So to figure out what the true return is quite a complex mathematical formula. And fortunately, computers are fabulous at doing that sort of calculation. And you can easily come up with the true return. And most people will be surprised to learn that even though a property might only have a yield of 5 or 6%, the true return on the money you have invested might be 50 or 60%.
It's not uncommon for me to get 50 to 100 to 200% returns on my cash in. And that's one of the beauties I love about real estate because the banks will lend me the rest of the money to take it down.
Right. And of course, when you manage to do a no money down deal, you don't put a cent into the property. Even if you're only putting out $100 a month, your return is infinite. In other words, by signing two or three contracts, a contract to buy the property, a contract to take on the mortgage, by signing those documents, you give yourself a lifelong cash flow income.
Something that works for you, whether you work or not.
Right. And you'd have to be mad not to do it.